Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show on AfterBuzz TV. I'm your host, Stephanie Georgie, and today we are talking about Chapter 26. Before we get started, don't forget to subscribe to our page below. Find us on iTunes and on SoundCloud. Rate us 5 stars. Let us know what you think. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter, on Stephanie Georgie, and on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And I have my lovely co-host today.
Hi, I'm Amanda. You can find me at AmandaFTA31 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Hey guys, I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43, and I will be on the live chat very soon, so ask us questions.
Yeah. And Madison, unfortunately, could not be here today, but she does wish she could be, and she sends her love to everyone. Now let's begin with the show that breaks my freaking heart. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and do our little storylines, and I'd like to start with Rogelio and Xiomara's storyline. Actually, no, forgive me. Let's start with the flashback because of this song that we just did. Nelly's Getting Hot in Here. So great. My favorite part about that flashback was one scene when Lena and Jane became best friends, and two, Xiomara's reaction to it, because she's the only one in the crowd that's like, oh, get it, girl. That's my daughter.
Well, it threw me off at first because Xiomara looks exactly the same.
Right. Mm.
So I was like, wait, they're just at a children's talent show? Oh, no, wait, this is a flashback. Sorry, I forgot. Mm-hmm. I forgot. But, yeah, it was amazing.
She was so funny.
And it just shows how good of a friend Jane is.
Yeah.
She's just such a good person.
She is. And actually, you know what? Better yet, let's go into Jane and Lena, which I feel really bad for because, you know, I feel as if this happens to a lot of people, and I think that we should understand that once someone has a baby, that their concentration and their focus and their time and energy has to go towards their child, of course. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, we all have feelings also. Your friends do, and, you know, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think Lena was being a good friend throughout this time, or do you think she was nagging or kind of whining a little bit?
No, I think it's just something that's bound to happen. And right. I feel like it's a conflict that they have to get through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think, it just seemed as though it was something that like any friendship would go through mm-hmm. in this situation. Like, I don't think anyone was wrong in the situation.
Right.
I agree. I don't think that anyone did anything wrong. Like, I think that Lena actually acted pretty mature about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's turning 25. Like, it's, you know, you can't be mad. And just think about how this happened to Jane, the entire thing. Like, it's not like she planned to
right.
get married and have babies. Not that she's married, but she has this entire life. It would be really hard for me to deal with that as a best friend.
Absolutely. And I loved the moment that they had at the club. I mean, we see Jane attempt to make this birthday party for Lena, and it doesn't really work out. And at least she told her, and it was funny because when she told her initially, I knew Lena was going to be like, oh, you're just trying to make the surprise better. And that's like, oh, no, I'm really not. I'm so sorry. But it was nice to see them at the club, and more specifically on the bathroom floor, where I feel like that's just the realest part, you know, when
mm-hmm.
you're just kind of a goner, the shit face a little bit, if you will, excuse me, and then just kind of recapping the night on the bathroom floor.
And when they said I love you, it was perfect.
Exactly.
It was perfect.
And they needed that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now Lena can give Jane her space again and not feel bad about anything.
Yeah. She's an amazing friend.
Yes.
She, what's it called? Pump and dump? Yeah. She pumped and dumped at a club.
Yes.
I've never seen anyone do that before.
That's amazing. I love it.
I think that Lena needs to have Mateo for a day. And that probably will happen. And then at that point, like, they will become, you know.
She'll become Tia Lena.
Yeah.
The godmother of who she is already. But she does need a little bit more of a connection with
Mateo. Yeah, she's
Mateo.
The auntie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. For sure. Which is what Tia means.
I know. Oh, I know. Yeah. I do know that.
Is that you sure? So then that was really nice to see that bond get closer. And then we see Xiomara and Rogelio have a little bit of a bond for a moment because they team up in trying to get the videos back that we find out what they were now, which is hilarious. Luciana was blackmailing Rogelio last week and we were trying to figure out what it was that she had. And it wasn't a sex tape. But it was his Scientology video.
I love that they just went for it. They just said it's Scientology. Like I was expecting them to do some type of religion that was like Scientology.
Yes.
But they were like, no, this is Scientology. This is what he got involved with.
And my favorite part is the way they chose to describe it first.
Yes.
Before they said it, which was perfect because it was all, I mean, no offense to those who are seriously in the belief, but it was like the one that all the celebrities like and the one that this and more importantly, Tom Cruise.
Well, it's so funny because like as I was watching it, like I have had in Hollywood my own experience with like them trying to get me and like I knew the stuff he was talking about, the what do they call it when they
audited.
Yeah, the auditing, like, I know what that is and stuff, and the things they put their hands up to, like, but part of me was a little bit nervous to talk about it on air. I'm like, oh my God, if I do, what are they going to do to me? But it's so, Jane the Virgin, they did not care. They were just putting it out there.
And I do love that about this show. They just go there.
Yeah.
And they're cool with it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, essentially, they're making fun of themselves to a certain extent, and I think it doesn't matter. And forgive me, Scientology and Tom Cruise. That is the reaction that I get when we talk about the religion. I can't help it.
And making fun of themselves, I love how at the bottom of the screen, you'll see little advertisements for Rogelio. Mm-hmm. He's just, like, kissing and, like, it's, like, for his show. I think that's perfect.
Absolutely. Well, also, what's really funny is, I don't know if you guys saw the documentary that came out on HBO in the summer, and they talked about celebrities being blackmailed with their auditing case specifically.
They do, and that's why I was happy they brought it up, because apparently that's how they get you. You know, like, they're the ones that know, like, all the... A random example, all these straight celebrities out there that are not really straight. I don't know why Scientology knows it, but it's because they force you to say it, and now we know. I don't want to get into that conversation because it bothers me a lot.
But does part of you get afraid that that one thing that Rogelio said that, like, is on that certain tape?
That 129 part C or 116 or something like that?
Something about him, like, liking men or having had a sexual experience with a man. I don't know. Like, that is one of the first things that popped to my mind.
I don't know. I almost wonder if it has to do with Xiomara or Jane. Him knowing or something like that. Maybe it has to do with them and not necessarily him, you know?
That's true.
Because she said, so it's either that has to do with a man because Luciana said, I hope you like that part. Mm-hmm. Or it has to do something that's going to kind of attack Zoe in a certain way.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll see. Yep. But yeah, so then they steal the bunnies, which is ridiculous. I don't know why Luciana has all those bunnies, but...
So bizarre.
And it's so funny to me that her bunny's called Consuelo, but okay.
At first I thought it was a cat, and then when she... And so then they closed up on her, and I was like, oh, that's a bunny.
I was like, wait, are those ears?
Yeah.
I was so confused, too. I was like, how's the bunny not, like, biting your hand off
But
right
she
now?
Would have a bunny. It's just so random.
Well, it was like the bunny had a tranquilizer, because those are not, like, kind
animals. It had to, right? Because the one that she was holding looked really real, but it was freaking me out that it wasn't, like, doing anything until I saw it blink. Once and I was like,
oh. No, I think it's real.
Anyways, that's pretty much the situation there. Luciana really is blackmailing him for the most part, and then he kind of gets out of it, so that's great. Moving on, we have the situation between, or actually not even the situation, I wanted to talk about Michael and his new agent.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Do you remember my predictions last week?
Yes.
I said Michael's going to get a new woman partner.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's a new love interest, but...
Which I thought for, like, a second that she could grow into it until we see why she's there.
Yeah.
She's there to take a look at Michael, which is fine because he's you know, there's a lot going on with him, and his, both of his worlds are clashing where they shouldn't be.
Yeah. I still think she could cause conflict, though.
I think
maybe
she can
they
also
have a little something, and then she kind of questions what she's doing because she sees how great of a person he is, or he lets her in and knows, like, lets her in on what he's actually doing, mm-hmm. and then she thinks, maybe I should be, like, truthful with him, right. or something like that. I just think she's going to cause...
She's going to cause
a little trouble.
I think so also, but I also... I'm hoping that if it alternatively, I hope that it could be that maybe she shows Michael how to get back to his work. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like show a different side of his world. Nothing has taken Michael out of his entire situation with Jane and the baby and everything else.
Yep.
So maybe him seeing the way that she does her research and everything else kind of puts him somewhere else, gives him a perspective.
Yeah, well, I think that's what she started to do, but then we see that, like, she is, it's kind of just a total farce. Like, she's, you know, basically spying on him, and the accent's going in and out. It's confusing me. I don't know if that's her real accent or that's, like, a fake accent to throw Michael off, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But the show's ridiculous, and I love it, so that probably is what it is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, the second that she was super giddy and, like, bubbly, I knew she was gonna have, like, just... gnarly intelligence and wits. I mean, not to mention, we also see her resume, which is another great part about this show,
mm-hmm.
is that they give you all the information that you need to know about her, so that we didn't dismiss her right away. I do like that she paid attention to detail as far as the investigation goes and what Luisa was saying, and she said, I was listening. And that's very important because Michael, he's... I think he's doing too much.
And he's too emotionally driven by the case, so I feel as though he's overlooking things that are more important.
Mm-hmm.
And in just general with his work.
Right.
Yeah, you never see him do anything else but worry about that case.
Yeah, and...
I guess why would you, but...
Yeah. The only reason why we can't... I feel like we can't be mad at him because he got what happened with his old partner, so he feels deceived, and the fact that you're even deceived... is one, and then what, because it involves Jay, and then because it involves Mateo, so then now he feels completely entitled into the entire thing. I don't know. Yeah. Then we see Luisa come back, which is great. We really need to get her on the show. We need to work on that for all of you. Because I feel like she could tell us so much because she has all the secrets, but not her mm-hmm. character's one of those characters that she probably has the entire answer and solution, but doesn't know it because her focus is her love towards Rose.
Yeah, and half of her memories are probably blurred because she was drunk or high.
That, exactly. And she was seeing what she wanted to see,
mm-hmm.
which they just continue to show us.
The first time in this episode, I felt bad for her. I actually felt some type of empathy towards her.
Right. Well, because she really was the... What's the colloquialism that I use?
The Achilles heel, or what?
The sheep, I mean the boy who cried wolf.
Oh, yes, the boy who cried wolf.
Yes.
But then I didn't feel bad. I was really pissed at her when, like, she got that request from Rose. And I would have said, yes, click accept because you need to help your family.
Right.
Like, don't click accept because you want to strike up a relationship with this woman. Like, help your family. This mm-hmm. is insane.
Yeah.
She's insane.
Yeah, and, like, I get that Father Solano, and I don't mean priest, but, like, their dad, I get that he was kind of a bad dad, but I don't, that's one part that I don't like either. I don't understand why it's not affecting her. If she knew that, like, why, regardless of what happened with her, I can see her just being attached to Rose because she was so in love with her, but how could you ever be okay with it if she killed your dad?
Yeah.
And you know it.
And they, you know, the narrator listed off the things that she has done, kidnapped her nephew, killed her father, like, amongst, and it's insane to think that this woman wouldn't be like, okay, let me make things right. And yeah, maybe she'll get caught up in the midst of making it right mm-hmm. and something will happen with Rose, but like, that's the only way that I will look at her and be like, you're human because,
she's a good person.
Crazy. Yeah, she's crazy.
She is
and
crazy.
Everyone gets really mad at us for saying that, but I'm sorry, you know, like, what do you expect when she just clicks yes to have a relationship and not help her family?
Right, we did get a little bit of that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope everyone knows that we love all the characters and that we're just trying to analyze it and deal with these issues ourselves.
We wouldn't be if we didn't love the show.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, I get that Luisa has her problems, but at the same time, you know... Come on. Priorities and family and just And then she already slept with the yodeler, with Heidi von Hucker.
Of course, of course.
I mean,
that
I
was
know.
No surprise there.
Yeah. So
it was beautiful. The woman who played,
yeah,
Heidi
she
von,
kind
whatever.
Of
her
I mean,
hair is
gorgeous. Red. She was redhead again, right?
Yeah. To stick to like Michael Lucchese and Lisa, so they bring Heidi von Hucker into the United States. He has Raff have her perform at the hotel so that he can question her, and then we find out that it's, I guess it's a little bit different. There was a love interest, not necessarily that she did something bad, and then we also find out what mutter means. Not murder, not mother, but the name of a famous crime, crime gangster in Miami, whom used to tie people with silk blue ties.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but I don't really know.
It's a little bit crazy.
Right. I don't know. I didn't get anything else from that. I feel like I missed something, but I wasn't sure.
I feel the same way. I also feel like I kind of missed something about Luisa's escape as well.
Right. I mean, and maybe we didn't. Maybe they want it like that. We're just kind of confused on purpose. But,
yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll see what happens with that. Staying on Michael. Actually, no. We have to talk about that one last, because...
I did love when Luisa just woke up on a bench. That was so crazy.
Oh, that was
She's
great.
She's like, what town am I in? And then the greatest thing was the guy on the bike... Just kind of tells her, like, it's not that
you're
weird.
In South Beach, Miami.
Yeah, he's like, you're in South Beach, Miami. Like, because, like, I'm sure stuff like that happens all the time. Like, in cities, you know?
Oh,
like,
sure.
You see that all the time.
Right? Especially, we'll see, like, people like Crazy Luisa being like, where am I?
Yeah. You're just like, you're here.
I agree. And then we have Jane. Sorry, now, in regards to Jane, Jane is going through her... I don't know, her issues with Raff, the custody issues, if you will. Because Raff comes by to see her, and they already had their kiss, and Raff was, you know, disillusioned, if you will, because he thought it was a great kiss, and she said that it still didn't change anything, and then now he does want to do custody, which, honestly, I'm happy that he did that. Because yeah. Today's the first time that I'm irritated with Jane.
Hmm.
I am.
I was really happy that he did that. I was like, yes, it's starting to get real. And then it kind of made me depressed because it's kind of took away from the magic of the show. I mean, not that I thought it was a bad plot point or anything, but I just think that, like, I was like, oh, yes, it's getting real, like, talking about custody, like, that's a truthful thing. And then I was kind of like, oh, but that kind of takes away from, like, the telenovela of it, you know?
No, I mean, I think it doesn't just because it's so serious, and first they want to do the lawyers, and then they don't want to do the lawyers, but then they see, because it is, it's all really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's and it gets frustrating because they have the little love part involved, and honestly, my whole thing was that, you know what? Yeah, what are you doing? Like, Raff is Mateo's dad, and I'm happy that Raff stood up for himself in regards to saying that he's also my son, and that I have to leave him every time, and that I get that you're the mother, but it hurts me just as much because you are just worried about him. I'm worried about him and you because I'm still in love with you and I can't have you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it just gets frustrating for me. And everyone is just so Team Michael, and I can't help but... I don't know, just in the... I guess we can go towards that a little bit later when we start talking about Michael and Jane, but to stick to Jane and Raff, she writes up this instruction, little note.
That was still unclear to me.
Instructions?
No, well, go ahead. Why... They didn't really explain how he crumpled it up or why, like, how that happened or why he wasn't worried that he didn't have the notes if, what did they say, Petra did it or something? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. They left it at that. They said that maybe it was Petra, and he never said that, no, it was me. So I'm not exactly sure, but...
I think it was. I think he was trying to prove that he could take care of the kid by himself. He didn't need her notes.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think that he did it to spite her. I think that he did it like, well, let me learn my son.
Exactly.
You know?
I think he did it to gain his own confidence.
His own confidence, and because you have to do that yourself, like, you know, a baby's not a manual. I don't know. I mean, there's not a manual to a baby, or I probably said that.
And parenting's a partnership.
So he probably
just wanted to be like, yeah, you're the mom, I'm the dad, and I'm going to do it my way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just remember when I was even a little girl, and I would, like, hang out with my dad, he would do things that, like, different from my mom, almost, like, just to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he'd be like, okay, we're going to do your hair. I'm going to put it in a ponytail. I would call it a daddy ponytail, and it'd be, like, really loose and terrible.
Right.
And he would just be like, well, it's because I'm the dad. That's how I do it.
Yeah,
you know exactly. What I mean. Like, it's dads like have their own little thing. About
they
that.
Do, and it's but that's the special part, and that's why we go to you know our mom for one thing and our dad for the other thing because they're very distinct, and we get that.
Yeah,
I mean I don't know, but this is what happens when you're a brand new parent and you're learning, and you're figuring everything out. When I don't know, even when they start to argue, though, I can't help but always think lovers quarrel, lovers quarrel, lovers quarrel.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, they are. She still loves him, and she still loves Michael. I just can't, you know, the fact. I thought Mateo for sure was going to make her completely go team Roth, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, no, now I have a question. What happened right before that made... Oh, yeah, Roth had that moment of where he broke up with her, mm-hmm. where she was fine with him. And then that made her all crazy. I don't know. Well, because... And I hate to bring this up. Let's just go back real quick. In the beginning, you said... I think it was you, Sam, that said that... the reason why Jane fell so hard for Roth was because she got pregnant and because of the idea of, like, well, that's the father's baby, right?
Well, I think, like, that's probably, like maybe 40 to 50% of, like, what drew her
right
to him from away from Michael.
Mm-hmm. I keep trying to think you because now we see, we have a moment between Jane and Michael this episode. First, where he kind of indirectly asks her, like, you need to let me know while mm-hmm. he's talking about Petra. And then they have a moment in the bedroom where he finally kind of gets to touch her and... They kiss.
Oh, they kiss. They do.
I might have converted to Team Michael after that kiss. Because it's clear that she's in love with him and there's a chemistry that cannot be broken.
She was drunk. She was drunk.
She wasn't drunk, but okay. She was putting her dress on.
That's true. There is that moment. Okay, I was butt hurt for both moments. And, yeah, when she was putting her dress on, but... The thing with Michael now, I think, is that it's more not allowed to happen. The tension is there, you know, mm-hmm. and they haven't touched each other. And he was like, you know, his whole, again, like he's always been the comforting one because he knows the story. So when they said something about the club and then he's like, oh, like talent show, Nelly or whatever. Mm-hmm. They always do that to make Michael seem like so great and so awesome. But that still, I feel like, puts him in the friend zone. And they had that incredible kiss. But the only reason why it bothers me because it wasn't fair that she was more free to kiss the way that she wanted to because she had been drinking. She had a great night and she just finished writing. So she was, I feel like she was in her element. Whereas she couldn't be with Raph, but still, all her things with Raph is her talking to him about what she wants to do, and they just seem real. Even when they were coming down the hallway, and because she needed to go see Mike, the way they were walking together seemed like it was supposed to be. Like, Raph and Jane remind me of that marriage that just needed to separate, and they needed to have their break before they can be together again. Yeah. Do you see how hard I go?
You are really, like... Real,
I know mean, it's not
this
real.
This girl switched teams fast over here, but
I just, you know, I've been Team Roth the entire time, but I just feel like after she kissed Roth, it was like she felt bad about it. She felt more confused. She kept thinking about the baby. Mm-hmm. And after she kissed Michael, she was walking on cloud nine, or they said she was walking on air, and there were snowflakes like coming down from the ceiling. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it. She really does want to be with Michael. That's who she chose from the beginning.
I mean, I'm so torn, and I honestly, I mean, Michael is putting in the work. He is doing above and beyond, and everything.
He got her out of a closet,
and he's so hot. And it's, I mean, so is Roth, but like it's hard for me to decide. But the thing is that Michael had a lot of decisions tonight that he could have gone one way or the other, and mm-hmm. he went the right way. Like, he could have gone the Petra way or his way.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps on just doing the right thing.
Okay. Fans, or viewers, excuse me, I would love your help for all this. For those of you who've watched since season one with me, remember when the issue for all of us was, and we would all argue with each other on YouTube about why it should be Team Michael and why it should be Team Raph. And I was Team Michael in the beginning, and people were Team Raph. And people were saying, they were arguing, yeah, but do you not see all the lies that Michael's doing too? This is where my issue is. I feel that everyone is everyone keeps telling me, and everyone who started watching the show newly is saying, yeah, but Raph is just into this and into that, where I don't see any of it. And I feel like Raph is doing everything right also, specifically when he's speaking to Petra, and which I guess we have to speak about also, but she's just splashed amongst this episode. He's speaking to Petra, and he has this wonderful moment with her where he goes, it's a miracle, you know, you wanted this baby and this and that, and I think that you'd be good with or without me, more specifically, without me. And then later says, gives her compliments, tells her what's good about her, this, this, and that. And again, not me, someone else. So he's being there for this person, and he's respecting her as a human and as the potentially, you know, or I guess technically, yeah, the mother of his second child. So I think that's really important. But then we have Michael here, who is so caught up and is just so hurt and wants Jane that he's still lying, you know? He still has these secrets about Nadine, and now his job is on the line. What happens if he loses his job? What is he going to do for Jane, you know? He's going through these bad phases where Raph is out of it, and he's going to stay out of it. And now Michael's falling back into it. And let's go back to, remember the whole thing that he had with his brother where they used to do bad things back in the day? So it's somewhat in his nature, but not. And I think that Jane brought the good out of Michael. But what if at the end of the day, he still has, I mean, I don't think he's bad. I'm not saying that Michael's bad. I freaking love him, but I still think that it's easier for her to stay friends with Michael than it is for her to be friends with Raph.
I thought that until this episode, because
where I looked, I know she didn't look. She gave two craps about.
Yeah, she.
How hurt she is.
I mean, it's confusing. I don't know what it's like to have a baby. Like, I know there's a lot of hormones going on, and I mean, to imagine two guys that you're in love with fighting after you, it must be so hard. But really, though, like, you know, emotionally on Jane, for her to really make a decision in a right state of mind is difficult. She's far too much on her plate. Mm-hmm. But she can't ignore it, because they won't leave her alone.
Yeah, what if she just tells them both, like, for right now, I can't choose either of you. I can't. Well, I guess that's what she's doing. But, like, as a maybe not permanent, but long temporary decision. Like, mm-hmm. for the next 6 months, I'm not choosing. I can't.
Yeah.
You know, because I just remember back in the day, back when I was in high school, I had somewhat of a similar situation, and my mom was like, you should just tell both the guys that, like, you want to be friends with both of them and, like, whatever. Which actually was probably the best advice
a
mom could give. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I know this is totally different with a baby and everything, but,
well, you know. My thing is, actually, you know what, let me pause real quick, and I'm so sorry to do this. My sister is in labor right now, and I just wanted to give her a shout-out. And also, whoever's watching, you don't have to do this, but her Instagram is Jessely, GESLEEPALMA, Jessely Palma. If you guys wanted to follow her or give her a little like or do something, that'd be great. I'm a little bit nervous because I keep looking at my phone, so I just want everything to go all right. And it's just funny because we're talking about Jane the Virgin, and Mateo was born, and now we're going to have a little baby Kaysen. Okay, back to the show. what was the last thing you just said?
Great advice from mom. Oh, yeah. So, like, just be friends with both.
So I had 1 year in high school where it was Valentine's Day, and I had one guy make me this video, one guy gave me a teddy bear, and one guy just do it nicely. And, like, he just asked me, like, one guy gave me a teddy bear, this whole thing, this other guy made this whole video about what I look like, what I do when I'm thinking about ways to get Stephanie. He filmed it and showed me him getting dressed into all these different characters, what should I do, and then gives me that, you should let me love you, the Mario song. And I remember I was so butthurt, I cried a lot that day, because to each one of them I had to say no, because I thought it was unfair. You know, like, I didn't want to walk around and be like, oh, I said yes to you and no to you. And everyone's like, well, why wouldn't you just choose one of them? I'm like, no, because none of them deserve that. I don't want anyone to feel like that. And I feel that Jane, being the good person that she is, should have. And because Raph is the dad, should have made that clear also. And Mike should have just understood as well. But she genuinely is having her cake and eat it too. And maybe I want to say it's only because of the case and because her son got kidnapped. Yeah. But I don't know. It's just unfair.
No, I think her and Michael, at the end of the day, have unfinished business that is just going to have to be put out of the way.
They do need more closure, huh?
Like, yeah, and I think that closure is sex. Because that's who she was planning to do it with the entire time.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he's been waiting, like, he waited so long not having sex, dating her, and he was not a virgin. And I don't know, personally, like, I think that she will end up with Roth, but I think that her and Michael need to go through a whole thing, have sex, she needs to lose her virginity to him, because that's what she always planned on doing, and then kind of, like, grow up. I know.
You almost made me cry.
Every week, I'm so good at doing this.
I know. But I love it. I love having you guys as hosts, because I need to hear those things on the show and not just like, so some of the things that our viewers say on YouTube, I'm like, oh my God, that was so good. And I love that. But I like, so I wish that we like, I could see that all right now.
Yeah. Everyone, thank you. I love all of you.
Yeah. Let's
comments.
Have some shout outs.
Yeah. So, let's see, Pa Juarez 11, Michael equals safe / comfort zone, Raphael equals out of the box / first love, if we can say.
Okay.
That, I mean, and I
like
think
that one. Shout out to you, buddy.
And also, Joey Bello says, I think Raph is like the fantasy, because after one kiss, she was obsessed. He's the hot, rich guy that she's always like wanted. But he's also the father of her child now, so it brings an entire different layer.
And I don't think she cares about the money.
No, but I think that, you know, the fact that she knew him in high school, or when she, not high school, when she was younger. Yeah, what was it, high school? And they kissed?
Yes. Maybe like her senior year or her freshman year of college or something?
Yeah. He's always been kind of like a thing she played up in her mind.
Right.
But now it's real life and she has his child. So,
right.
Because think about it, if she didn't have Roth's baby, then there would be like no question about who she should be with.
Yeah.
No, but I have a question.
Please.
Now that Roth is, we're saying like he's the father of her baby and that's such a big deal and everything, but with Petra, he kind of had a conversation where he was like, you know, this is a miracle that you're even able to have this baby and you need to go raise it with someone else and you should find someone else who loves you. Wouldn't he want to be the father of that baby too, since it's his kid as well?
He does want to be the father of the baby.
But yeah, but he doesn't want to be with her. That's just out of the question.
So he just wants, like, a logistics, like, custody type thing with that baby. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. I feel like Raph is being very ethical about everything that's going on right now. And it was really... Let's go ahead and mention the end. It was really hard for me to see... I mean, she's talking about it. She's like, oh my God, it was, like, the best kiss ever. And, like, I know it, that it's Michael. But why did I feel, it felt like weird when she said it, because, I mean, is she still tipsy at this point? What is she going to think in the morning? I mean, how many of you, it is with Michael, so it's a big deal. It's not just that she's drunk. I get that. I really do get it. But how many of us have had those little kiss or experiences while you've been drinking that was like amazing and then it just isn't when you're sober, you know? Because you free yourself of wanting to feel things, and they keep having the snow over them, and it like makes me mad, because it's like it's creating these moments just to make it seem better. But then all I could think about is when she was talking to Xiomara, her mom, about that first conversation with Raph, when she said it was one of those conversations that you could talk about everything, and it went on for hours. And yes, Raph was at a different point at that time mm-hmm. in his life, but it still happened. And I feel like her and Michael, they just, you know, it grew.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I'm a little bit upset and disappointed that they made sure the audience knew that Jane had drank a good amount and was drunk when the thing happened with Michael. Because
yes.
It's, I mean.
It makes you not comfortable to like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, but at the same time, like, she just hasn't drank in a while. Like, think about it. I don't know about you guys on the weekends, but, like, you know, I go out, I drink. It's not like if someone kisses me. It's like
You're right.
You know?
Yes.
And also, they were together for so long, and they have such history. At the same time, it would be nice if she could have just been high on life. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And not, like, kind of said she wasn't drinking or something, and then they kissed, because it would make us be a little more comfortable with that decision.
Now there's an issue. Now there's some type of drama.
Yeah. Okay, I have a question then. Well, what about someone having their guard up? What if, because Raph hurt her, that's what's playing? Michael never hurt her.
Right.
But can't only... Wouldn't you say that only someone that you care about, like someone you don't know, are they going to hurt you? No. Why? Because you don't care about them. Hmm. Not that she doesn't care about Michael, but I can't help but think that that's part of the reason why it's easier for her to push Raph away, because technically she's comforted with the thought that well, you're going to be in my life forever anyways, because we share a child together.
That's a really good point, actually, because Michael could just disappear into thin air if he wanted to.
Yes.
And Roth could it.
He's the godfather, though. But we already had that conversation.
We all had that conversation, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can leave anytime he wants. And I'm so scared that something really drastic has to happen to make him leave. And
yeah.
I love him.
I love him, too. And you know what's funny is when he came last year to AfterBuzz, to our original studio, I had just watched Ravenswood.
I watched that. That's how I know him. I watched it, too. I loved it. I really loved it, too. It scared the crap out of me.
Me, too.
But he was amazing in it.
He was amazing in it. And so I couldn't help but when he got there, I was like, I went like that. And, like, I saw him, I gave him a hug. And then Justin Baldoni was like, oh, but... forget me. And I was like, no, I love you also. I'm just saying. I'm a fan. I just wanted to tell Brett. I was like, no, but I just want to let you know. I thought that an actor would like to know something that you did that got canceled. Don't worry, because it was correct. Like, I loved it still, regardless of everyone else, you know?
Absolutely.
But I got excited. So don't get me wrong. I'm going to fight for Raf, but I love Michael. I love him. Both the actor and the person in real life. I just can't help but think that my heart lies with Herman Jane, and then the face that he made. We all think that he, I'm like, wherever the camera's at, we all think that he heard, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He, for sure.
100%. He opened his eyes.
Yes, and as a bunch of you were asking, yes, we do think that he heard.
Okay.
Absolutely.
He heard, he looked hurt, and I can't help but think that, you know what, I feel like he's going to let her go again. And fortunately for Raf, what Michael doesn't have is the distraction of his child. What if he does just focus on being a good dad then? And then Jane sees that and falls for him.
He could, but the thing is that...
So you're scheming.
Yeah. I think the fact that Raf stayed and, like, Jane ran out thinking, oh my God, he heard, he's gone. He ran, he left, right? Mm-hmm. He was still there. And when I saw his eyes pop open, his wheels were turning in my head. I'm like, he's turning Petra on us. Like, he's trying to figure out how he can steal her from Michael and, like, beat this and make this. Because... you know, if he was gone when Jane ran out, then it would be what she expected, and he would be pissed and would have left and said, "I give up." But I don't think
so. Yeah, he didn't look hurt.
He looked like he was challenged.
Exactly. Yeah, he looked challenged.
Yeah, I think it was more like, "Wow, are you kidding?" Like, he heard it, but he can't do anything. Remember, he's there anyways.
Mm-hmm.
He's always gonna be in Jane's life, so it's one of those. I guess I have to accept it. I guess, you know what I think. Those wheels were turning.
Mm-hmm. And maybe he just thought about, oh my gosh, if I'm not with Jane and I hate Petra, I'm going to be alone.
Yeah. Oh, he would find someone else, so we don't want to see him
with anyone else.
I mean, I'm sure he
could. I'd rather him be a happy single dad and just make me happy.
But that's the thing. What's it going to be like, this dad that has two
yeah, he would be those incredible
women
dads.
That he did. It's just,
I mean,
it's kind of depressing.
Raf is just... ridiculous. I mean, this guy is... Have you guys seen his Instagram pictures with his real baby and, like, his real wife, Emily? Get out of here. He's perfect. So, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I can't help it. Maybe I'm biased, actually. No, because then I'd be biased towards Michael. And I would want him more. Because I've been a fan of his longer.
Yeah. I don't know. It keeps on changing.
Yep. Well, this is the reason why we love this show. Why don't we go ahead and go into predictions then? Oh my goodness!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I might have said my prediction already, but go ahead, ladies.
Okay. Also, I just want to say I think it's really funny how you guys keep on saying Raf is a go-getter. They keep on saying that on the chat, that, like, he's going to go get her, but he's a go-getter kind of thing.
Oh, right.
Very cute.
Very cute.
I agree with you guys. I think that Raf is going to, like, fight, and he's challenged, and I think he sees Michael as a threat to his family and is going to protect it in every way that he can. Mm-hmm. I think that Louisa... is gonna have kind of a confrontation where she has to choose between her family and Rose. Oof. And I really hope that she turns Rose in and, you know, chooses her family. And, I just think that Jane really needs to make a decision. I'm hoping by the winter finale she will do so and someone will go on a vacation and come back, and then it'll all start all over again.
Make a decision or have sex. One of the two.
Well, no, we Give heard, us right? something. We did hear that by the end of the season, she gets married.
That's what, that's, I don't that's know if that's buzz. Official. That's the buzz. That's
the buzz. We'll see.
Yes, but I do think Jane will get into more trouble, as all you guys are saying. She's just going to continue to make things kind of worse, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Which sucks.
Mm-hmm. I really think, Michael, things are going to start happening at work. Be it, like, he gets in trouble, he gets fired, something happens with the new partner. I think they're going to sort of focus more on that. I don't think they would have introduced that character without her being a big deal. Jane, obviously, things are just going to keep spiraling, and hopefully, I think she should say something, or I want to say put it in writing, but not put it in writing, but do something where she says, you know what, I need time. I need 5 months to not make any type of decision. No kissing, no nothing. Like, I need to focus on my baby or whatever. And then I think Petra's going to come back. I think something's going to happen there, too.
All right, because Milos was there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I think Petra's going to come back, too. You know, I was hoping this pregnancy or something would turn her back to the good side. But then it's like, what villain are we going to have? And if we're going to have any villain, I'd rather it be Petra, because at least we know her and she comforts me in that way. at least I know what you're going to do. And, like, she just seems like that friend that you have. I don't even know. I was going to say that friend that you have that you don't really like, but it's like, I like all my friends. I don't know, but I do like Petra. And that might be me being biased as well, because we've just grown to love, to hate, to love her. Mm-hmm. And, there's that. And then I want to see what the agent does to Michael. Whether she makes him go crazier or looks crazy because of what he's doing, or if she puts things in check, I'm not really sure. And then I don't think I care for his confidence towards Jane about how she's going to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because I want to be like, well, what if you realize that maybe you just want Jane because you never got that prize? Because that would bother me. I think at the end of the day, that would make me go crazy that I was there for 2 years and that I wasn't going to get, you know.
I mean, okay, I don't think that he sees her as a prize, but at the end of the day, I do think he put in a lot of work.
Well, I say prize to not say the other thing.
I know.
Her.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Her flower.
Yes, there you go.
Her flower. And that's why I say that they got to do it.
I agree with you! God, that bothers me so much. But do we remember Jane was naked with Raph, though?
Yeah.
In the pool.
Yeah.
I loved that.
And that scene a couple weeks ago where he had his shirt off. When he was, like, holding the baby.
Where can we find you guys?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, and on Twitter and Instagram at samd43.
And you guys can find me, Amanda Richards, at amandaafta31, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And y'all can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And thank you all so very much for watching. Definitely continue the conversation with us on YouTube or on Twitter. We'll be answering, we'll be looking, we'll be reading. Otherwise, we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.